Let us humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh, Son of Grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you on this, your holy Sabbath day, to give glory and praise to your great name. We know, Father, that the mighty ones of this world are idols, and that you are truly the only living out. And it's only through you that we have our opportunity in life everlasting, because it's only you, Father, that can give eternal life. We love you, Father, and we thank you. And we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive the implanted word that you prepared for us this day. Truly, Father, we know that we have but a short time before the Asherah is going to return. Help us to pave the way by doing your will and by going out to fulfill the Great Commission, by witnessing that hope that is within our hearts, Father, of the kingdom to come, to those around us that are asking and seeking to know more of you. So, Father, as we place our all on the altar today, we ask that you would touch our hearts, our bodies, and our minds. Bless those that have a petition before you on the prayer list. And, Father, we know that you can do all things. So we ask, Father, that you would take this word and spread it all around and touch hearts. Those who you are calling, Father, have them respond so that we can witness to them and that they can give glory to your holy name. We thank you again, Father, for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength, and for blessing this ministry and for promoting your name throughout this earth. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Since we started, I think Ohio, I believe, was the first of our trips with Connected to the Source. I figured this would be the last of the year, so we're going to end the series. Even though I thought it was ended at 10, I decided we're going to do Connected to the Source, Part 11. And a subtitle is, I Am Comforted by His Presence. We're going to open up in Psalm 23 to start the service, this message. Psalm 23. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It's for Yahweh's name that he's guiding us. He's directing us. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Yahweh is comforting his people. I am comforted by his presence, to know that Yahweh is with me wherever I go. His authority, his rod, represents his authority. And we know that he is the ruler over all things. See, and if Yahweh is in your corner, you don't have to worry about anything else, because he's the one that's going to give you the victory. And we know that victory comes through Yahshua the Messiah and his shed blood. It says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Almighty Yahweh gives us everything that we have need of. In verse 5 it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He's providing for each and every one of his people. You have anointed my head with oil. We know oil represents the name of Almighty Yahweh. He's blessed us with his name. His name is a part of us. It's upon us. My cup runs over. He promised us with the abundance from heaven. All we have to do is be faithful. Now, a lot of people are suffering right now. And if they're suffering right now, we have to ask that question, why are they suffering? Because Almighty Yahweh says that He would give us everything that we have need of, even a cup running over, a bond being filled. He's going to provide us with everything that we have need of. So the shortfall, the problem would come back to us because He's faithful to His word. See? Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Now, we're in the richest country in the world, and a lot of people are complaining about the things that they don't have or, you know, where they're short. But we know where the problem lies, and it's not with Almighty Yahweh. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Go back over to one of the passages that have been with us throughout this series. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, Has Elohim said, You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?" So he posed that question to Eve. "And the woman said unto the serpent, Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat." In other words, we have all we need. It's plentiful. We can eat of all of those trees. "But of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, Elohim has said, You shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." So he had given a commandment to Adam and Eve not to touch that the fruit of that tree that's in the middle of the garden. But see, the temptation came after Satan presented himself to her. And the serpent in verse 4 said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die, for Elohim knows that in the day that you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Elohim, knowing good and evil." And I've said this many a time already. Yahweh did not want us to know evil, just like us as parents don't want our children to know evil. We want them to know the good. We want them to have the good. We want them to be blessed. We do not want them to be cursed. And in verse 6, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, so it delighted her eye, and that it was a delight to the eye, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise." But it was the kind of wisdom that she didn't need. But see, Satan had put in her mind that you need to have this knowledge. He knows that your eyes are going to be open the day that you eat of that fruit. She took of the fruit of it and did eat, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh, Elohim, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh, Elohim, among the trees of the garden. Now, this is sad because they had this relationship that was so wonderful, and now they're going and hiding themselves from Yahweh. And this is what happens with sin, brethren. When we sin against Almighty Yahweh, then we truly want to hide ourselves. We want to separate ourselves. And that's what Satan is hoping. He wants to separate us from Yahweh. But you know what? I'm comforted by his presence. I want to be in that relationship with Almighty Yahweh. I want to be close to him. I want him to be close to me and my family. And each one of us should want that relationship. Regardless of whether we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shouldn't fear evil because we know Yahweh is with us. And he's the biggest and the baddest out there. See? Turn over to 2 Kings, chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6, and we're going to start in verse 8. Second Kings 6, verse 8. It says, "Now the king of Syria was warring against Israel, and he took counsel with his servants, saying, 'In such and such a place shall be my camp.' And the man of Elohim sent to the king of Israel, saying, 'Beware that you do not pass such a place, for there the Syrians are coming down.' And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of Elohim told him, and he warned him of, and he saved himself there not once or twice. And the heart of the king of Syria was very troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said to them, 'Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?'" In other words, we got a spy among us, and they're letting our enemy know exactly where we are so that they cannot get captured. And one of his servants said, "No, my sovereign, O king, but Elisha, my El is salvation. The prophet that is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. And he said, 'Go and see where he is, that I may send and bring him.' And it was told to him, 'Behold, he is in Dothan.'" Okay? And this is the prophet in Israel. Now, Almighty Yahweh comes to us, brethren, in several ways. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us in our dreams or as a vision, as he did with Samuel and Solomon. Joshua, when he had the transfiguration, Cornelius, Peter. He speaks to us through his prophets. The question is, are we listening? See? In verse 14 of 2 Kings chapter 6, it says, "Therefore he sent horses there, and chariots, and a great host. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of Elohim had risen early and gone forth, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' And he answered, 'Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them.' And Elisha prayed and said, 'Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see.' And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to Yahweh and said, 'Strike this people, I pray you, with blindness.' And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, 'This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek.' And he led them to Samaria, which was the capital of Israel." And it came to pass, when they had come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Yahweh, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the middle of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I strike them? Shall I strike them? And he said, he answered, you shall not strike them. Would you strike those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to the master. And he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. What Elisha had them do was feed the enemy and give them drink. He performed to them something that we need to do ourselves, brethren. See? Almighty Yahweh has placed us in a position to do this for our enemy, because we're supposed to love our enemy. Even though the Syrians were there to destroy Israel, they were captured because of Almighty Yahweh. He fights for Israel. He fights for us. He who is with us is much greater than he who is with them. We have to prepare ourselves to receive the implanted word, whether he gives it to us in a dream, he gives it to us in a vision, or he gives it to us through his word. Almighty Yahweh is preparing a people for these last days. He has something special that he wants us to do. And this is why we have to take what he has given us and be comforted in his presence, because he is with us, brethren. What is your greatest obstacle in your life right now? For most of us, it's ourselves. Why are we still trying to hide from Almighty Yahweh when he knows everything? Satan wants you to hide, brother. He's the one that wants you to hide your sin, so he can run and tell. Remember, he's going before Almighty Yahweh to say, so-and-so did nothing this. You understand? But we have a blood covering. See? We spent our youth getting into trouble, our 20s and 30s, okay? And then we're spending our 40s and 50s getting out of that trouble, you know, whether it's economic or whatever. You know, but normally when we're young, we make a lot of mistakes. And then that's when Satan is trying to add them up. He's trying to bring them before Yahweh and show that you are a dirty so-and-so, or you know, you have this problem, you have that problem. But Almighty Yahweh already knows where we are. He knows what's in our hearts. Turn over to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. It says, to you, O Yahweh, I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, in you have I trusted. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, none that wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame that deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are the Elohim of my salvation. For you do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Yahweh, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore will he instruct sinners in the way. And that's what he does. As we repent, he teaches us things that we need to know so we can come into his presence. so that we can be comforted by him. The meek will he guide in justice, and the meek will he teach his way. Yes, truly, he's going to teach the meek, the righteous, his way. All the paths of Yahweh are loving kindness and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For your name's sake, O Yahweh, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fears Yahweh? I hope I can say each and every one of us. I know that there are many out there that fear Yahweh. But he has to lead them to his truth. Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. We're talking about the kingdom. The friendship of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Yahweh has revealed his covenant to us. My eyes are ever toward Yahweh, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O, bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my travail, and forgive all my sins. And that's what we want, brethren. We want Almighty Yahweh to forgive each and every one of our sins. That's important to us. Consider my enemies, for they are many. And they hate me with cruel hatred. O, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O Elohim, out of all his troubles. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a special people. And that special people are comforted by his presence because they're connected to him. And they're connected to him in a special way. Now, there are many people out here that say, you know, we're Yahweh's people. We are we have his Holy Spirit because we have his name. And we believe in the Messiah, Yahshua, as well. But they're out there. They're committing sins, commission, omission, and they believe they're just as righteous as any other of Yahweh's servants. But there's a difference. They're not connected to the source, even though they have the name of Yahweh. Turn to Numbers chapter 16. Verse 1, it says, Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the sons of Pelah, the sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the congregation, called to the assembly men of renown, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and Aaron. And said to them, You take too much upon you, since all the congregation are holy. Every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Why then do you lift yourselves up above the assembly of Yahweh? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, in the morning Yahweh will show you who are his and him who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he shall choose, will he cause to come near to him. Do this, take censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire in them, and put incense upon them before Yahweh tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom Yahweh does choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon you, you sons of Levi. And Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi, does it seem but a small thing to you that the Elohim of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them, and that he has brought you near, and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you, and you seek the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company have gathered together against Yahweh and against Aaron. Who is he that you murmur against him? And see, this is what happens. People get built up. They believe that they know more. They have this knowledge because they received a dream. They received some inside information from Almighty Yahweh. They're more important than the leaders of the congregation, because they know as much or even more. They don't have to be a part of an organization anymore. They don't need to have so many services at the Feast of Tabernacles. They don't need the instruction. And that's why we come together, to keep the feast, because Yahweh is instructing us. He's teaching us. See? He's comforting us with his presence, because the word of Yahweh is being taught, and that's his word. He's instructing us, okay? In verse 12, it says, and Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? But must you also make yourself a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very angry and said to Yahweh, respect not you their offering. I have not taken one ash from them. Neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said to Korah, you and all your company, be before Yahweh, you and they and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer and put incense on them, and bring before Yahweh every man his censer, 250 censers. You also, and Aaron each his censer. And they took each man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tent of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And Korah assembled all the congregation against them to the door of the tent of meeting. And the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the congregation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, separate yourself from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O Elohim, the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation? And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you are consumed in all their sin. So they got away from the tents of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents and their wives and their sons and their little ones. And Moses said, by this you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. And too often this happens, brother. We have people who will come up and rise up and say, Yahweh has spoke to me, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. But they have to try those spirits, make sure that it's Yahweh that's speaking to them. See? In verse 29, it says, if these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh make a new thing, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that pertain to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, into the grave, then you shall understand that these men have despised Yahweh. Now, this whole series has been surrounded on the book War of Words because it's talking about the power of words and how they can affect your spiritual life. In verse 31 it says, and it came to pass as he was made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground cleaved apart that was under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up and their households, and all the men that pertained to Korah, and all their goods. So they and all that pertained to them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed on them, and they perished from among the assembly. And all Israel that were around them fled at the cry of them, for they said, let the earth swallow us up. And fire came forth from Yahweh and devoured the 250 men that offered the incense. That was powerful. But these are supposed to be Yahweh's people. These are supposed to be the holy ones, and these were Levites. Okay? And they wanted more. They wanted to take the priest office as well. Verse 36, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning and scatter the fire yonder, for they are holy, even the censers of these sinners against their own lives, and let them be made beaten plates for a covering of the altar. For they offered them before Yahweh, therefore they are holy, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers, which they that were burnt had offered, and they beat them out for a covering of the altar to be a memorial to the children of Israel. So that no stranger that is not of the seed of Aaron comes near to burn incense before Yahweh, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as Yahweh spoke to him by Moses. But you know what? It seems that a lot of the people of Yahweh are stubborn. A lot of Israel, stiff-necked, really hard, didn't listen very well. Sometimes our children are like that. Sometimes we're like that. Turn to Second Chronicles chapter 26. Second Chronicles chapter 26. This is connected to the source, part 11. I am comforted by his presence. And in verse 1 of 2 Chronicles 26, and all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old and made him king in the place of his father, Amaziah. And he built Elam and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his father. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek Elohim in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of Elohim. And as long as he sought Yahweh, Elohim made him the prophet. And he does that for each and every one of us. But see, Zechariah the prophet had understanding in the vision of Elohim because he was righteous. Verse 6, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod. And he built the cities in the country of Ashdod and among the Philistines. And Elohim helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and Menuhin. And the Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah. And his name spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt. But he became very strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness and hewn out many cisterns, for he had much cattle in the lowland also, and in the plain. And he had husbandmen and vine dressers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number, reckoning made by Yehiel, the scribe, and Messiah, Maaseiah, the officer under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of the father's houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 370,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them, even all the hosts, shields and spears and helmets and coats of mail and bows and stones for slinging. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by skillful men, wise men, to be on the towers and upon the battlements with which to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. In other words, Yahweh helped him because he was faithful. But then he became strong. And in verse 16, but when he became strong, his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly. And he trespassed against Yahweh his Elohim, for he went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And we know from what it said in Numbers that it wasn't right for him to do that. That was left to the Levites. The priest. The Levites were helping with the offerings, lifting the tithes and the heave offerings to be burnt on the altar. But the priest offered the incense. In verse 17, Azariah the priest went in after him with the 80 priests of Yahweh that were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king and said to him, it is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to Yahweh, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. Neither shall it be for your honor from Yahweh Elohim. Then Uzziah was angry, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. While he was angry with the priest, the leprosy broke forth in his forehead before the priest in the house of Yahweh. besides the altar of incense. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out quickly from there. And he also himself hurried to go out, because Yahweh had struck him. And Uzziah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Yahweh. And brethren, we don't want to be cut off from Yahweh. We want to be comforted by his presence. We want to be in his presence at all times. And after he was cut off from the house of Yahweh, and Jotham, his son, was over the king's house judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, the first and the last, Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, was written. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Too often, people get built up. They receive a blessing from Almighty Yahweh, and they believe that they become more important than they should be. Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. In verse 1 it says, in that year that King Uzziah died, I saw Yahweh sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings, and two that covered his face, two that he covered his feet. And with two he did fly. And the one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole world is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having taken a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he touched my mouth with it, and said, lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity, your sin is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. And I heard the voice of Yahweh saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then I said, here I am, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hearing you hear, understand not, and seeing you see, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn again, and be healed. Then I said to Yahweh, how long? And he answered, until cities be waste without inhabitant, and with houses without man, and land becomes, or the earth, Haaretz, the land, the earth becomes utterly waste. And Yahweh has removed men far away, and they forsaken places, and the forsaken places are many in the middle of the land, and there is yet, and if there is yet a tenth in it, it shall also in turn be eaten up, and a terebinth, and as an oak whose stock remains when they are fell, so the holy seed is the stock of it. We know the holy seed refers back to Almighty Yahweh's son, Yahshua the Messiah. We have to have a relationship with our Savior. Turn back to Numbers chapter 12. Numbers 12. We know that the sons of Korah did not die. Sure, some did, but not all. because we have psalms that were written by the sons of Korah. In Numbers 12, verse 1, it says, "And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. For he had married a Cushite woman. And he said, and they said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only with Moses?" Now this happened before the Korah rebellion. And the reason I did it in reverse or after, because I'm trying to make a point here. Because they saw what happened with Miriam. Has Yahweh indeed spoken only with Moses? Has he not spoken also with us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek. He was a humble individual. Above all the men that were upon the face of the earth, Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and to Miriam, "Come out to the tent of meeting." And they came out. And Yahweh came down in a pillar. Of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision. I will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so. He is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even by an appearance, and not in little. And the form of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And when the clouds had moved from over the tent, behold, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "O my superior, lay not, I pray you, sin on us, for that we have done foolishly, and for that we have sinned. Let her not, I pray you, be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he comes out of his mother's womb." And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, "Heal her, O El, I plead you." And Yahweh said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside the camp 7 days, and after that she shall be brought in again." And Miriam was shut up outside the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people journeyed from Hazeroth and encamped in the wilderness of Paran. But what I'm saying is that even after this incident, you had the Korah rebellion. See? As well as what happened with King Uzziah. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a people who are delighted to be in his presence. He's going to speak with us in a vision, in a dream. He's going to communicate. Job chapter 14. "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He flees also as a shadow and continues not. And did you open your eyes upon such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. But someone can. Yahshua the Messiah can. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months is with you. And you have appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Look away from him that he may rest till he be accomplished as a hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And that tender branch of it will not cease, though the root of it become old in the earth, and the stock of it dies in the ground. Yet through the scent of water it will bud, and put forth boughs like a plant, But man dies and is laid low. Yes, man gives up the spirit. And where is he? As the waters fail from the sea and the river wastes and dries up, so man lies down and rises not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be roused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol in the grave, that you would keep me secret until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. And we all want to be remembered, brethren. Those that have gone down into the grave, they want to hear that call of Almighty Yahweh, come up here. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my warfare will I wait. Would I wait till my release should come? You would call and I would answer you. You would have a desire to the work of your hands. But now you number my steps. Do you not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and you fasten my iniquity. Almighty Yahweh has clearly given us a Savior. That Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, he did die and was raised from the dead. He has given us an opportunity at life everlasting. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, the king of Judah." This is his grandson, Uzziah's grandson. Drop down to verse 10. "And Yahweh spoke to Ahaz, saying, ask the sign of Yahweh Elohim. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt Yahweh. And he said, hear now, house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, that you will weary my Elohim also? Therefore Yahweh himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, when he knows to refuse the evil and choose the good. But before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you hate shall be forsaken. Yahweh will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house days that have not come, from the days that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria." That's what happened. Yahweh sent Assyria to take Israel into captivity because Israel was planning with Assyria to attack Judah. But that about Yahshua, the child, refusing evil and choosing the good as a child. See, we know back in Genesis where Eve and Adam chose to have their eyes open so that they would know what was going on. They wanted to know the evil because Satan had tricked them. In chapter 8, this is still dealing with Israel. Verse 5, it says, "And Yahweh spoke to me yet again, saying, since his people have refused the waters of Shiloh, that go softly and rejoice and reason in Remaliah's son. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh brings up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. and it shall come up over all the channels, and over and go over all its banks. And it shall sweep onward into Judah, and it shall overflow and pass through, and it shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of its wings shall fill the width of your land, O Emmanuel. Make an uproar, O you peoples, and be broken in pieces, and give ear, all you from far countries. Gird yourselves and be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves and be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall be brought to nothing. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For El is with us, Emmanuel. For Yahweh spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people. See, because they were stiff-necked. Saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all of which this people shall say a conspiracy. Neither fear their fear, nor be in their dread of it. Yahweh of hosts, him shall you sanctify. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many shall stumble on it, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken, because they have not accepted the Holy One of Israel. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait for Yahweh that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel, from Yahweh of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Drop down to chapter 9, verse 1. But there shall be no gloom to her that was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he has made it glorious by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined, and that light is Joshua the Messiah, brethren. Emmanuel, Elohim with us. See, I'm comforted in his presence because Almighty Yahweh has blessed us with his knowledge, with the knowledge of Joshua the Messiah. It says, you have multiplied the nation, you have increased their joy. They joy before you according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the plunder, for the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed men in the tumult and the garments rolled in blood shall be for burning, for fuel of fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty El, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from now on even forever. The zeal of Yahweh's host will perform it. Yahweh is going to perform this, brethren. Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 18. It says, now the birth of Joshua the Messiah was on this wise, when his mother Miriam had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But when he thought on these things, behold, an angel appeared to him in a dream. See, he was communicated with the way Yahweh communicates, either in a dream or a vision. He said he would speak to Moses mouth to mouth, but to everyone else it would be a dream and a vision. Saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take to you Miriam, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yahshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. All this is come to pass that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Yahweh through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted Elohim with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of Yahweh commanded, and took to him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth a son, and he called his name Yahshua. He didn't call his name Emmanuel. A lot of people want to say that his name is Emmanuel, but his name is Yahshua. Brethren, we have to be connected to the source, Almighty Yahweh. And we can do this by being comforted in and by his presence. And for us to do that, we have to be connected. We have to be in this Word. We have to be in this Bible on a daily basis. We have to know this, make this a part of us. We are the greatest obstacle. We're going to change that, though. See? The most precious gift we can give one another is our time. We have so few hours on this side, but then the kingdom we'll have forever. That's why when I spend time like I did with Brother Ed, it was precious. I may have only spent 2 hours with him, but it was a very, very precious 2 hours. This trip was worthwhile making just for that. And Yahweh is blessing us for doing his will. My closing passage is going to be in Psalm 27. Turn with me to Psalm 27. Started in Psalm 23, and the key passage there was verse 4. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, I am comforted by Yahweh's presence in my life, by Yahshua the Messiah, who is there with us on a daily basis. In Psalm 27, verse 1, it says, this is a psalm of David. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble, which we know is coming very soon upon this earth, he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will miss me upon a rock. And that rock is the Messiah, Yahshua. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to Yahweh. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Yahweh, will I seek. Hide not your face from me. Put not your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O Elohim of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Yahweh will take me up. Teach me your way, O Yahweh, and lead me in a plain path, because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of Yahweh in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for Yahweh. That land of the living represents the kingdom of Yahweh. Almighty Yahweh is looking for a special people, a people who are comforted by his presence. They're not running away to hide because of sin. They are glad. They rejoice to be a part of his kingdom. They want to be a part. Let each one of us be connected to the source, Almighty Yahweh, on every level, and be comforted by his presence as he takes us into his tabernacle, into his bosom. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you that have joined us today to hear the word of Yahweh being preached. And may his word have free course in you, and may you be blessed in what you heard this day. Let us pray. Would you all rise at this time? Have a closing prayer. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name for bringing us to this place, for giving us this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we know that we need to be connected to you, because it's only through you and your Holy Spirit that we have an opportunity in life everlasting. We thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. We thank you for Emmanuel, our Elohim with us, Yahshua, who has given his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we might be a part of this kingdom soon to come. Help us, Father, to do your will, to do the work that is left for us to do, and not, Father, become bigger than ourselves with a great big ego and be proud like Uzziah, who, when he became strong, then thought he could go offer in the temple. Father, let us know our place. Let us do your will, that each one of us would be humble servants, seeking to do that which is right in your sight. Truly, we are comforted with your presence. We're not going to run or hide. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all you've done for us. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.